There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming all over the galaxy. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to start racing her pet armadillo, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Drop and roll, baby. Drop and roll. Good
That's
morning,
right.
Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
Yeehaw!
Good morning, all of you. It is Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. Welcome to Beer Can Appreciation Day. Mm. Welcome to Belly Laugh Day. We hope to have a few of those today. Welcome to Macintosh Computer Day. Welcome to National Just Do It Day. Welcome to Compliment Day. Welcome to Lobster Thermidor Day. Welcome to Peanut Butter Day. Welcome to Speak Up and Succeed Day. And finally, this is Holly's favorite day. Welcome to Talk Like a Grizzled Prospector Day.
That's right. Oh, yeah, I've been waiting for this day all year long. Got the pan. Ready.
And welcome to the show. Cheers, everyone. Cheers.
Cheers. Mm. Oh.
So good. Feel like Superman today.
Oh, that's good. We're going to get stuff done.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Do it all.
Mm-hmm. We're doing it all.
Feeling already better than yesterday. So, yep, you know, that's
absolutely
always good.
Yeah. But I hear, rumor has it, Adele, that you messed up something.
I did, guys.
Oh, no.
What did you mess up?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, first of all, that the way it affects our show is I did not go see Megan yesterday.
Okay.
Because...
Thanks for the invite, by the way. I appreciate that. That was very sweet.
I wanted
to go see it with you. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, of course.
Continue. Yeah, yeah.
But, so, that did not happen because...
Oh, God.
Well, a couple things, but the main thing is that my three-year-old, he had his appointment, and... It was me that was supposed to take him, and oopsies, I forgot. So it was smack dab in the middle of when the movie would be going on. So today's the day to see the movie, first of all. And then the other thing was, I left here after, you know, doing all the work after the show, and I got inspired by lesbian Jen from Duluth. She sent me a picture.
We love lesbian Jen.
Oh, we do. She's amazing.
She's amazing.
And she inspired me to get some supplies for a project that I can't wait to make now. And it's been met with both delight and just horrified emojis and expressions.
Is this the baby head doll in a box?
In a bird feeder.
Bird feeder. Okay.
She shared this picture from, I don't know if it's a friend or just someone she follows, who went on a walk. And I guess in Iowa, and saw this and said, I don't know if this is the most unique or most horrifying thing I've ever seen, because there's baby dolls, faces, and body parts inside this bird feeder, and then bird seed around it. So, you know, I mean, challenge accepted, right?
Is that meant to attract the birds to the feeder?
Thank you.
It's Holly. Either that or to deter squirrels. Or it could be both. It could just be like, leave the seat alone.
I said burn it and call the clergy.
Oh, you saw my video.
I saw.
Oh my gosh!
I commented. I said no. I commented on your thing.
I need to respond to everybody.
I said no. Set it on fire and call the clergy.
Oh, yeah. I bet set a lot of people like fire. That comment.
Yeah.
Damien.
Yeah. Burn it.
Oh.
It's.
So now I've been thinking of the most uncomfortable person that I can do this with, who's like a big heck to the no. I'm like, I'm going to lean in and we're going to do this project together. Uh-huh. So there's a few candidates.
You got really were you hit with the inspiration bug yesterday? So you.
Oh, big
contacted
time.
Lesbian Jen about this.
Yeah, well, I asked if it was okay if I shared a screenshot of shared with me, because my first response was, whoa, like, Holly, I wonder what the animals will think of this.
Well, right. The whole point of a bird feeder is to attract the lovely birds.
Exactly. So, well, look, we have other bird feeders around, so hopefully, you know, they'll have some options, but I am curious to see if they'll be pecking in there.
No, they will not. Are you kidding me?
I mean, I got some pretty good seed. Did you see that? There's big pieces of corn and sunflower seeds. It's a good premium mix.
If I was a bird, I don't care how hungry I was.
Yeah.
If I flew near that, I would chirp and alert. You know, they alert each other. You know, I would alert my other birds and my murder. If I'm a crow, I would tell the other birds in my murder, stay the hell away from this house. I would not. I don't care how hungry we get, murder. Stay away from this one. There's no way I'm going through that to get some seed. No,
I tell you, the crows are out.
Oh,
are they out?
In giant flocks in my neighborhood, and I walk by them and I stare at them because I don't want them to come and eat my face.
Yeah,
are they just
you
over
give them
your
that look
house?
Like, stay away.
No, they're traveling around the neighborhood, and there's like 50 of them at a time.
Oh. Wow!
And they like to hang out in big trees. I live in a neighborhood with a lot of big trees and old houses.
Yeah,
and they're just hanging out.
Wow! Do you have a lot of crows in the North Loop, or are you? I don't see them where we are.
No, we don't let crows in the North Loop.
The egrets hang out where we live. It's pretty cool, actually.
We screen all of our birds. We only let hummingbirds.
Yeah, cardinals.
Hipster birds. Only hipster
blue
birds.
Jays.
Only
blue jays and fedoras.
That's right.
Yes.
They have to wear Birkenstocks in the North Loop. That's right.
I hope they're the clog kind.
they have to have an Amazon Prime account to shop at Whole Foods.
Swined Crocs right now. Yeah.
Yeah. I said what I said about inspiration because you messed up.
So I'm making that, yes.
You're making that. And then on the sheet today, you're asking the question, should you start raising chickens?
This is a legit question.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. I'm allowed to have them. I did check with my county. And because, you know, you don't want to just be raising chickens and you're not allowed because there's a fine, I'm sure, and who knows what else. But it's possible. I went to buy some eggs. Now, I know they're really expensive right now. It's like $5-$6 a dozen. But it was beyond that. I couldn't even find some eggs. Yeah. They were all gone. So I'm just thinking, okay, because I follow a few people on Instagram about this, because, you know, I like the modern farmer, right? And I think that has a lot to do with how they at least are raising their chickens and stuff. And so, there they are right there. I hear them. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
we're at Alexis's house.
These are Alexis's future chickens. Lex, I got news for you. Surprise, Holly and I saw this on the sheet. We bought you some chickens, right, Holly?
Yep.
We
split. They're wearing Crocs.
That's right. They're North Loop chickens, Lex.
That's right. There you go. Oh, I'm sure they'll love it over there.
Yeah. But no, but
you're
legit.
I really am, because you can yield a lot of eggs each month or week even, and they're, you know, fresh. So, I don't know, with the two dogs, with the baby, husband,
Lex.
You know. So we'll see. But I'm going to float the idea by him. And I'm wondering what's the most, best way to put it in the best light to him to convince him. Because it almost has to eventually be his idea for him to be like, yeah, let's raise some chickens.
Lex, please press record on your iPhone voice memo when you bring this up to Angel, please.
Yeah, okay.
I want to hear.
It might be a short conversation.
It could probably will
a beep
be.
No.
You know, I reference her. She's one of the family members I have permission to talk about on our show. My sister-in-law, Tammy, who listens to us every day. She is the chicken master. She has chickens.
Oh, how many does she have?
I don't know, like 14, 16, 18.
Okay. Yeah.
She has a she's a farm. She loves farm stuff. Like her whole house is a farmhouse. It's painted a beautiful barn red.
Oh, I love
They live
that.
Out, they have acreage. They have a chicken coop that my brother-in-law T built for her.
Awesome.
It's a cool coop. If I was a chicken, I would want to live with Tammy.
Ooh, okay.
But Tammy's the one to ask. Because she can give you the reality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
She can, because she is getting eggs. They do produce the eggs and they get them. Oh, she's texting right now.
And is it worth it? You know, in the end.
She has 17 chickens.
Oh my gosh, Tammy, that's amazing.
She has 17 chickens. So, but yeah.
And some of them come out blue and brown and little, you know, shades of beige. So it's just, wow, it'd just be so cool. But I know it's a lot of work, too. And we can't easily just, you know, kind of go places. And then, you know, it's like, how would you, I don't know how people would feel if I was like, can you watch the house? Oh, by the way.
Can you watch my chickens?
There's some chickens in the back. And we have hawks and eagles and, you know.
No.
A lot of animals that probably are be looking at them, smacking their lips, you know.
Well, you're talking yourself out of this.
No. Well, I'm just, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to, you know, see what the man in my, you know, what he might, the husband might say.
Holly, can I talk to you for just a second?
Please, it's just you and me.
We have a magic force field. She can't hear us right now.
Wait, my headsets went out. I can't.
Don't worry about Holly. She doesn't have to talk herself out of it because this will never happen.
Okay.
This will never. This will not get past the first committee in Congress. This will not. This won't even make it to committee. This will not get out of. This won't get out of the Senate or the House. Believe me.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway, Lexi, you can turn your mic back on.
Oh, I just accidentally hit the button. So yeah, I'm hopeful that this will happen, and I'll let you know how the conversation goes. But I'm just thinking, wow.
Yeah.
And some people make really cute little hats for their chickens, and they have the little arms that go on them. You know, there's just some really fun things.
You don't have time for bronchitis or the chickens. Let's just tell you, no.
That's true.
Yes.
The bronchitis.
When we come back, I have two examples that we're doomed as people. I have two examples that we are doomed as a society when we return. Hi, everybody. It's Jason live for Red Cow and Red Rabbit. Run to Red. That's right. They're open. You know, Red Cow, Red Rabbit, like a lot of restaurants, are closed on Mondays, but they are open now. And you can take advantage of happy hour because happy hour is Tuesday through Friday, 2 to 5. That's right. Tuesday through Friday, 2 to 5. And let me tell you, they have some great specials. And listen to this. You looking for a great place for lunch? Well, now Red Rabbit has a pick two deal. Tuesday through Friday, $15. Half salad, half sandwich, or a cup of soup. That is fantastic. You gotta love that. So if you're looking for a great place to have a lunch meeting, run to Red Rabbit. This pick two deal is available at both Red Rabbits. And let me tell you, while you're there, make sure you get something for later because they have amazing takeout as well. So whether it's lunch, dinner, or happy hour, run to Red. Holly's activating our AOL. There we go.
You've got mail.
Kimmy writes about Alexis getting chickens. Platinum Kim on Twitter.
What'd she say?
Chickens get things in their feet, and then you have to do surgery on them. That's a little warning from Kimmy.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Things in their feet. What?
Like, I don't know. I'll ask Tammy about that. Megan Lane, platinum My Talker, Megan Lane, she writes, if you do decide to get chickens, make sure you have them properly enclosed. Yeah. I had neighbors who didn't realize they had limited flight capacity. The birds were on my porch, and it took a lot of control to not let my overly interested cat out. Oh, Megan, I love you. Sometimes Megan's as bitter as I am. And then my sister-in-law, Tammy, to show Alexis what could be her bounty.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so impressed.
Tammy sent us this morning's bounty. And as Holly recognized, those are just some beautiful eggs.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's just from this morning.
I guess. Yeah.
Wow. That's like 2 dozen eggs.
It's a lot of eggs.
Wow. I know
they were just on a little trip, and I know my father-in-law had to go over and collect the eggs over the weekend. So I don't know, Lex. Have fun getting this through on hell, but this could be fun.
Yeah, I mean, we could bring in fresh eggs for everybody.
Well, I mean, selfishly, Holly and I want you to do this because this would make this will provide content for every show of ours. I mean, you with chickens.
Come on. Today.
I want this to happen just for the sake of our show.
Going to bring in the eggs, have a hot plate in the studio, make omelets for everyone.
Oh, my gosh.
Shorter to cook in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Nice and fresh. Come on. But yeah, you're right. We'd name all the chickens. They'd, you know, hopefully have really fun personalities or, you know, they might fight. Who knows?
I think Tammy names some of hers, if not all of them. Yeah. I think the kids probably know all of them.
Oh, yeah.
I have two pieces of evidence that we as humanity, we as people, we as a society, we're doomed. We're doomed. We're doomed. In no particular order, the first is people are already selling small mason jars of water that they stole from Splash Mountain at Disney World on its last night. They're selling the water from Splash Mountain on eBay for hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Ugh.
Ew.
I want to meet the moron who buys this.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, because if there's a market for it, you know,
yeah,
you can't blame them. I guess they stole the water, didn't they?
They did kind of steal the water.
Okay. It's wrong Disney, on multiple levels.
Disney frowns upon activities such as those. And then the other one, I tweeted about this last night. Now, I have a feeling this could be a Super Bowl commercial campaign.
Oh.
But if it's not, I'm serious. Bring on the asteroid because we're doomed. M&M's has decided, and every minute of the day, I think this is more and more a ploy that we're getting caught in, but whatever. M&M's decided, the Mars Candy Company, that they are getting rid of the M&M's characters, the talking M&M's with the legs.
Yeah.
Because certain conservative cable news hosts are outraged that they are alleging that they are quote unquote woke, which, by the way, that word has been stretched to the point where it's just a catch all for anything they don't like. But anyway, they think that M&Ms have gotten too woke because remember, M&Ms got rid of the M&M with the heels and they gave them more sensible shoes. And I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. I can't believe this is what we're upset about. And then they did an all women's M&M packaging to celebrate women. None of this stuff. I don't know. If that makes me woke, and I don't think I'm woke. I don't even know what woke is anymore. It's not even what it means anymore. It really is just a catch-all. But I thought it was a good idea to celebrate women. I don't know how that makes you woke. But anyway, that's for a political show. But this is ridiculous.
It's just fun. I don't even know if I could pick out the color, which ones are female.
Yeah.
Green?
I have no idea.
Oh, come on. These are just, they're candies. It's a fun way to promote what's happening. They want you to eat M&Ms, but I just, so what now? Are they just going to be back to just a round M treat?
No. So this is where everyone thinks that it is a Super Bowl commercial gig ploy, because they also announced that Maya Rudolph will be the new spokesperson instead of the candies.
Yeah, this is totally a Super Bowl thing.
You think so, Holly?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
They're planting the seed.
Yeah. Here's the initial. You can see I tweeted it out. There's actually a message from M&M's saying that they've decided to take an indefinite pause from the spokes candies. Okay. If this isn't a commercial for the Super Bowl,
please, it better be.
Bring on the asteroid. Seriously, bring on the asteroid.
I hope we just get directly hit and not just debris.
No.
I don't want to just be injured. Okay.
We'll be right back. It's Jason live for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic this morning. So many great specials for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic in the month of January. Wow, I almost forgot what month it is. Just saying. But there are so many specials that you should take advantage of this month. You can go to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic's Facebook page. That is the quickest way. I mean, sometimes there's specials on there that I don't even know about. So head to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic's Facebook page for the latest specials. The first one I'm going to tell you about is the easiest. Are you new to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic? Have you never been there before? Well, if you are a new client to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic and you mention me, you're going to get $100 off a service of $250 or more. How great is that? Seriously, it's so great. And with Valentine's Day just around the corner, you want to look your best for those lover's photos. I don't even know what that is. Go to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. It's like a TV tonight. Not much out there, people.
Oh.
The fourth season premiere of 9/11 or 9/11 Lone Star. Never really watched those.
No.
It's another one of those franchises, you know, like that's Fox's. CBS has, you know, FBI and NCIS and F and whatever.
Yeah.
This is Fox's franchise, the 9/11.
Okay.
Angela Bassett's in the original, I believe. Anyway. How I Met Your Father, the season premiere, is available on Hulu now.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about it. Nothing else is on. Very, very slow. Slim pickings.
Wow.
Slim pickings on the television tonight. John Lovitz was on Howard Stern yesterday. Stop me if you've heard this before, but I love Lovitz. He's from such a great era of Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah.
Jan Hooks and Phil Hartman, which he talks about. That's the clip I'm going to play for you. And John, by the way, one of the stories that he told, and I did not know this, you know, he was part of a very interesting period of Saturday Night Live. He was in the cast with, like, Randy Quaid and Robert Downey Jr. and everybody got fired after one season, except him and I think Jan Hooks. There's only like two people that survived the following year. And John had the first breakout character from that cast, the liar. The character.
Yes.
That's the ticket. Yeah. I'm a farmer. Yeah, that's the ticket. And now what's funny is that character is still referenced, and it's coming back around because of George Santos. John actually played George Santos on Fallon. Anyway, so he was on Stern, and again, I like John. I'm a fan, but wow. Again, Howard can make you a fan of anyone because he has the time to weave such a great conversation, and Howard... It's not just a matter of time. Howard, we've said it 8 million times on this show. He's just such a damn good interviewer. But here's John talking about his buddy Phil Hartman on Saturday Night Live, because John knew Phil, as you're about to hear, before he ever joined SNL with John. I even forgot that John was on first, but take a listen.
Phil Hartman, maybe one of the top five performers on Saturday Night Live of all time.
He was 9 years older than me, and I idolized him. He was the king of the groundlings. He was the only one in the group that had a job, and he had his own car, a new car, and he had a house. And the rest of us were dead broke, you know?
Right.
And he was like my big brother. And so I was always trying to get him on Saturday Night Live. And, you know, when he got the job and he turned it down.
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. And then I said, come on, Phil. And because I remember I mentioned him to Lauren for the next year. And he goes, well, John, how long has he been in the Groundlings? I said, 10 years. He goes, and he hasn't made it yet. There must be a reason. I go, I guess. You know, because I say, Lauren, listen, if you think I'm good, you'll love Phil. He's a genius. I mean, and so I thought, well, why hasn't he? And he didn't really want it. You know, I thought he didn't believe in himself. So when he said no to the show, and then he said, okay, yes. So I called him up wanting the credit. So, Phil, did you change your mind because of me? Because I convinced you? He's like, no.
I'm like, why? No, but wait a second. This is really
interesting. Joel Silver, John, the producer, convinced him.
I mean, the guy was a utility player. He could play any character. He was just a brilliant, brilliant comic.
He and Jim Carrey, the only two guys I know, they could change their face and look like the character they were playing without makeup.
John Lovitz on Phil Hartman. And the stories he told to Howard, it was just... I was driving in today, and it was just one story after another. I'm like, oh, God, I could just sit here and listen to this all day.
He's such a good guest.
He's such a good guest, and Howard put it really well. He's like, you've had one of those charmed lives, because my favorite little anecdote that he told was, because Howard had asked him how he got League of Their Own. John, I imitate John in that movie all the time. See, the way it works is the train moves, not the station. I love, he plays the recruiter for the women's baseball team. Anyway, Howard said, how did you get that role in Penny Marshall's movie? Because Howard, like us, considers it one of the greatest comedies of all time. And John said, well, Penny Marshall, and she was known for this, Penny Marshall took a lot of people under her wing over the years, and John was one of them. John had just gotten Saturday Night Live. I mean, fresh on SNL. And they were, I forgot where they were. It doesn't matter. But John happened to be in the same room as Penny Marshall, and Penny went over to John and said, you're really good. I think you're going to do great. And they became fast friends. Like John said, from that one meeting, Penny really watched out for him, and so much so that the next time she saw him, she goes, well, what are you going to do in the summer during the off period of SNL? And he goes, I want to go back to Hollywood. She goes, where are you going to live? He says, I don't have a place. She goes, do you want to stay at my house? So Penny let him live at her house.
Wow.
Collectively for years with Joe Pesci. Joe was in one room.
Gosh, and that must John, have been fun.
Oh, Lex, that's why these stories. And she goes, he's like, Joe Pesci was in one room and I was in the other room. And they talked about, you talk about a party that you would want to be at. Listen to this. He said that, because Howard said, oh, God, I bet there were great. Because Penny knew everyone. Penny knew absolutely everyone in Hollywood. And John said, you know, they were older. So there wasn't like raves and, you know, but they said, yeah. He said, yeah, they did throw great parties yearly. Penny's dear friend, the late great, and now Penny, we've lost Penny, the late great Carrie Fisher and Penny were like best friends and they shared a birthday. So every year they would do a joint birthday party. And John said, you want to talk about a fun group of people? Because if Penny didn't know them, then Carrie knew them. Mm. So these birthday parties were, everybody was there. Clint Eastwood, you would turn around and there would be Angelica Houston. And then you would turn around and there's Jim Carrey, you know, young Jim Carrey. Then you would turn around and then, like he said, there's Clint Eastwood. And there's Regis Philbin. He goes, it was everybody you would want to see were at these parties.
She's such a connector. Cool.
Yeah. And he just had this. So Penny let him stay at the house.
Mm-hmm.
Penny watched over him and then kept putting John in her movies. So when the writers started working on League of Their Own, they actually wrote that part for John.
Okay.
And that's how John got in A League of Their Own. So.
Wow. Did they talk about A League of Their Own, the TV show? Was he offered any? No, none. Okay.
No, they didn't mention anything about the TV show. No.
Does he have a partner or is he?
He didn't get into the personal while I was. Okay. I listened to a good chunk of it, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did they mention The Critic at all? His cartoon show. Ah, that is too bad because that show was amazing. Little watched, very underground, but he played a film critic named Jay Sherman. And it was It was for two seasons. One of the seasons was on ABC and one of them was over on Fox. That show, I'm curious about how it's aged, but that's one of those shows where I have wholly lifted lines and ways of speaking from that show, The Critic, and John Lovitz. It's so incredible. If you like movies, pop culture references, I think both the episodes are on DVD. I bet it's streaming somewhere on like a Tubi or a Pluto TV or something like that. But sad he didn't mention that.
He might have, but not in this chunk that I listened to. But it was just one story after another like this. He would roll from talking about Pesci to this person was on SNL, and then. And then he went on about Phil Hartman, and he just said, Phil was just good at everything. Phil was good at everything. He was a graphic designer. He designed the logo for, I believe, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. It was Clearwater Revival, Creedence Clearwater Revival. One of those bands he designed the logo for. I forgot which one. It was one of the... And he did it as as for fun. And the band was like, for fun, this is great. I'll use this.
It was Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Nash, okay.
Wow, that is cool.
Yeah. He said Phil was just whatever. He was just one of those humans that no matter what he did, Phil was just great at. And I think Howard's right at the beginning of that clip. If you make a list, Phil has to be in the top 10 of all time SNL. Oh, I mean, he has to be.
Yeah, top hands, five.
Hands top down.
Five. Yeah. I mean, he was just the best.
Wow, he designed over 40 album covers.
Yeah.
Steely Dan, America. Mm-hmm. Wow, cool. Yeah.
He was, and John said he was one of those rare people that every project, whether it was the Groundlings, SNL, or news radio, nobody would say a bad word about him. Everybody, he was just kind. He was just a kind, kind man.
Let us not forget The Simpsons.
The Simpsons,
I mean, Troy McClure, Lionel Hutz. Oh.
A loss. Such a loss. You can see, just go to Howard's YouTube account for different chunks of this interview. It's so good. Howard, you did it again, buddy. You did it again.
Oh, yeah.
When we come back, moms are wiggling for the wiggles. Lex will tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, Holly has one of my favorite stories. Two words. Aggressive turkeys. Stay with us.
Hey, friends. Alexis for Rebath. Rebath.com is where you go to have a designer come to your home. They'll bring the showroom and show you hundreds of options for your bathroom. What's so great about Rebath? It's custom bathroom design. So they, and remodel, of course, but they want to come and see your space. They want to know your budget. They want to make sure that it works with your home and what you're looking for. And that's what's so great about having a designer come to your home. You can also stop into their showroom. They are in Apple Valley on Galaxy Avenue. And it's just a really fun way to get the process started. It's free to have them out. It's effortless bathroom remodeling. If you decide to go with them, make sure you mention My Talk because you'll get $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. Then a team of two will come and do the professional installation and do it in 5 days or less. Saves you time and stress. All you need to do is go to rebath.com and sign up for designer today.
Well, have you tried... And now, a really ridiculous and most likely offensive moment from Pat Robertson.
Reach out and touch him. Touch his face. Touch his face.
This has been a really ridiculous and offensive moment from Pat Robertson.
Don't touch me, Pat. Don't touch me. Welcome back. Stay away, Pat. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on My Talk. Streaming all around the world on our My Talk app. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Thanks for being here, friends.
Oh, yeah. You're the best.
You're the best around. Don't forget to download the newest episode of Two Fairy Godfathers. We just dropped it yesterday.
Yeah.
Our new series, Is It Worth It? We're going through extra stuff that you can buy and do at Disney, and we tell you if it's worth your money. So check that out on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. hey, Lex.
Hey, Jace.
What's up with the Wiggles?
Oh, moms are swooning. The Wiggles, I guess, started in 1991, so it kind of missed us as children. So the kids who watched it were are like late 20s, early 30s, maybe.
Yeah.
That age group. It's an Australian children's group, and I guess they tour around Wiggly fruit salad. Yummy, yummy fruit salad is one.
Oh, are you calling me a name, or what are you referencing there?
I'm referencing the show that they tour called Fruit Salad TV Big Show Tour, which is what they're on right now in Australia. And moms especially are going wild for one of its newest members, singer-dancer John Pierce.
Okay, let me look him up.
John with an H.
John.
P, and it's like pear, C-E.
Okay.
And wow, yeah, the tweets, the comments on Instagram and TikTok. Someone says, once again, I'm a Wiggles fan 15 years later. Another says, I don't remember the fruit salad being this yummy growing up. And that was the first one I saw. And I'm like, fruit salad being yummy? What's this fruit salad? Because I hear that and I don't know. I giggle thinking about it. Fruit salad for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
One says, damn, where were you when my son watched Wiggles? Now, what excuse will I have to be caught watching it?
Oh, wow. I am looking at him.
Right? Wiggle.
I'm on his TikTok. The Wiggle has hot taps.
Oh, he has a whole sleeve.
Yeah, he's got.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both.
Well, he's putting out these thirst traps.
He really is. So, I mean, hey, I guess the Wiggles, they're pretty happy. If the children want to see it, moms and even people with no kids don't want them. Someone said, I don't even have kids. How do I get here?
Oh, yeah, I'll wiggle. I'll watch the Wiggles. Oh, it looks like he has a family. Damn.
Oh, does he? Oh, okay. I did deep dive into that.
He has a wife and a kid.
Oh, okay.
Well, but he's putting out these thirst traps.
Yeah, he really is.
Wow. He also has a cute cat.
Oh, that helps.
Yeah, you're right there, Holly.
Yeah.
Oh, he is. Okay, I
Caliente.
Might have to. I might get a kid just to watch the Wiggles, just to watch him.
Can I borrow your child, please?
You may. You may.
Yeah, he'll like the Wiggles, I think.
Okay. Do you watch the Wiggles in your house?
No, I don't, but it makes me now want to explore.
Yeah.
So I got to figure out how to, yeah.
If we could just get rid of the wife. That's if the only thing. That's that.
Yeah, just. Oh,
yeah. No, she looks lovely. They look like a very happy family. I wish them the best. Oh. No, but he does. Holly's right, though. He is putting out the thirst traps.
Yeah, so it's fine if you wiggle to him. I think he wants you to wiggle to him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, John Pierce.
We have a show to do. I got to get off the...
Wiggle, your fruit salad.
No, I got to get off TikTok. I got to... Holly, tell us about these turkeys.
Oh, my gosh, please.
Turkeys. You know them. I don't know if you love them. But there's an aggressive turkey that is now making national headlines up in Coon Rapids.
Oh, my gosh.
So local news was covering this over the weekend. I did see someone over on Twitter reporting that Coon Rapids is being terrorized by a wild turkey. It attacks people. It's pecked at moving cars. And some of the neighbors carry brooms and also shoot the hose at this turkey.
We have a little montage of some of the local news highlights.
Oh, let's play them.
Mm-hmm. There's one in particular that I just laughed out loud.
Goes up my stairs and tries to get in my house. When I leave in the car, follows me in my car. It gets on the back of my husband's truck and follows me. It rode to Chipotle with me one time. I have to carry my and my golf club with me everywhere I go. Like, we can't. On the back of my husband's truck and follows me. It rode to Chipotle with me one time. I have to carry my broom and my water bottle and my golf club with me everywhere I go.
Like, we can't have people over. We can't have a barbecue.
The kids that walk to the bus stop every morning, I have to come out and help them. But now they're smart and they carry sticks.
Okay.
It went to Chipotle.
Holly, the turkey went to Chipotle.
What does a turkey order at Chipotle?
A burrito bowl.
And they pay extra for the guac.
Yeah, well, they make
extra rice.
They make you pay extra for the guac. They don't carry a wallet. Turkeys don't have cash.
Well, not even this Apple one pay. Sounds like it has special gifts.
Oh, my God, I love Chipotle. Chipotle is alive.
Look, this turkey means serious business, and you can see footage from the local news of people spraying the turkey with a hose, carrying a broom, scooting it away. This turkey has no bleeps to give.
No, there's none. Gives zero Fs. No.
No.
And I love that it's here.
It people.
Chipotle, Holly!
In the
truck. Why don't they go to Qdoba? Rehoming it? Where the hell are they going to put it?
Yeah, I don't know. Plymouth? Drop it off in Anoka or something.
Don't put it in Anoka. I go there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, what's that weird name? Now Then?
Now Then.
Yeah. That feels far enough away.
Going to ride up in your pickup truck and pull up like Regina George. Get in, loser. We're going to Chipotle.
You might like it in Farmington, don't you think, Holly?
Oh, yeah. Well, look, Farmington has had... famous wild turkeys. There was a turkey back maybe 20 years ago that lived on the corner of Pilot Knob and 160th.
Ooh.
Or 170th. And when that turkey passed, there was a huge memorial on the hill. Some people, we named it Giblet. Some people named it Mr. Turkey. Some people named it Gobbles. So why don't we drop it off down there?
Replace it. Yeah,
exactly.
But it does. It sounds like that one was like a beloved, peaceful turkey.
It was. Look, these turkeys, man, do not mess.
No.
Didn't B. Arthur just move? Can't we send? Well, let's send it over to B. Arthur.
That's a great idea.
A housewarming gift.
Oh, wonderful. She needs a friend.
She does. It's coming for you, Barbara.
That's right.
The second hour continues. We're going to play Ditch, Date, or Dump.
Yes.
Plus, we have a prize and more next.